Well, we always have a booth, and it's basically to let people know what we do here at Parks and Rec, what's available as far as the weight room, cardio equipment, swimming pool, swim lessons, other fitness classes we offer, as well as sports for the younger kids. So it's just a general information type of a booth, and we usually have lots of flyers to hand out so people have something in hand along with our schedule. And then Kim always has on the drawing a one-year, for whoever gets it, pass. So that's kind of a neat thing to sign up for. And just general information. It's pretty surprising that as small a community as we have, there's still a lot of people who do not know about Parks and Rec and what we do here. So it gives Parks and Rec a face and a voice, and people have a chance to talk to us about it. So, yeah.
Anything different that, or you're going to try anything new this year as compared to previous years?
Well, new, no, not in the sense that it's brand new. We'll have our fourth year of triathlon this year in July, around the 4th of July holiday. And we're excited about that because it is our fourth year. And we'll let people know about that if they're interested in signing up for that and joining that. I started a hiking club 3 years ago, and we'll be doing that again this summer. So there's a lot of things that happen seasonally. I'll also have some sign-up sheets for the fitness classes that will be available in the fall when we come back from summer. And to let people know that we close in August, we have a maintenance schedule that allows us to close for several weeks in August and get a chance to really go through the buildings and make sure that we're kind of up to speed on our maintenance.
Are there any other events that will be coming up with the Parks and Rec that you want to mention?
Well, we'll have swim lessons starting the first part of June. We always do them right after the kids get out of school. There'll be a two-week session in the first of June, and then again following it at the end of July. So if they have kids that are in the Learn to Swim program previously, they may need to advance. There's six levels. Or if they have little ones that have never been in swimming before, we like to get them in as soon as we can, and they can come and talk to us about that, and we can figure out where they'll be as far as the swim lessons are concerned. But we live on an island surrounded by water. Most of our kids are going to be out on the water at some point, either with family members or friends. So we really stress the importance of swimming lessons, and we do teach them a great deal about safety as well.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say about Parks and Rec or the health fair?
Oh, we love the health fair. I know they have 60 booths this year, and that's very exciting for them. And we just want people to stop by and chat with us. If they have any questions, we're happy to answer those for them and get a chance to meet either Kim and I. So just stop by the booth and say hello.
All right. Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.